Nolte, Poynter Institute wants 515 outlets blacklisted, including Breitbart News. By John Nolte on May 1, 2019. Poynter Institute claims on its About page that it champions freedom of expression. And yet, on another page, Poynter published a list of 515 media sites, including Breitbart News, that it wants blacklisted and shut down. Poynter calls this list an index of unreliable news sites and is openly calling for advertisers to stop sponsoring these sites, to pull their sponsorship, to put these sites out of business. If that's not a blacklist, tell me what is, emphasis added. Advertisers don't want to support publishers that might tar their brand with hate speech, falsehoods or some kinds of political messaging, but too often, they have little choice in the matter. Most ad tech dashboards make it hard for businesses to prevent their ads from appearing on, and funding, disreputable sites. Marketers can create blacklists, but many of those lists have been out of date or incomplete. Aside from journalists, researchers and news consumers, we hope that the UN News Index will be useful for advertisers that want to stop funding misinformation. This is straight-up McCarthyism. This is nothing less than the return of the 1950s blacklisting crusade against those who hold inappropriate, unacceptable, and unapproved opinions. And what's more, the lion's share of the list cites a single source. Open Sources, a list curated by a single assistant professor from Merrimack College, Melissa Zimders, pictured. She is the author of academic papers such as Watching Our Weights, The Consequences and Contradictions of Televising Fatness in the Obesity Epidemic and Having It Both Ways, 2½ Men, Entourage and the Televising of Juvenile Post-Feminist Masculinity. What is Zimders's methodology? Can't say, exactly, as the Open Sources official site is totally blank. About 2 years ago, she gave an interview where she said that one of her criteria for blacklisting a site is hate. That is, she still believes the far-left SPLC is a credible organization whose hate label should get you kicked out of public discourse. Those of you who suddenly approve of blacklisting will argue, hey, this is how democracy works. A private company has the right to do or not do business with whoever they want. Well, how the hell do you think the 1950s blacklist worked? That was nothing more than private companies, movie studios, advertising sponsors, and private individuals, studio heads, producers, deciding on their own whom they did and did not want to do business with. And now, the 1950s blacklist has returned with a vengeance because the establishment media are fighting for advertising dollars and have lost their moral authority and ability to influence public opinion due to outlets like this one and the Media Research Center, Pajamas Media, Washington Examiner, The Daily Wire, The Blaze, Red State, Project Veritas, Newsmax, Zero Hedge, LifeSite, Judicial Watch, FrontPage, The Washington Free Beacon, The Daily Caller, and The Drudge Report, all of which are on Poynter's blacklist, exposing their lies and biases, and just as the blacklisters did during the McCarthy era, they are trying to silence us by targeting our advertising sponsors. Sure, just as some of those people targeted in the 1950s were actual communists looking to do our country harm, there are some legitimate bad faith players on Poynter's blacklist. But here's where Poynter's blacklist gets especially sinister. There is no one on Poynter's list of unreliable news outlets responsible for spreading the biggest, most irresponsible and dangerous lies of the last half decade, lies that have caused race riots and destroyed innocent lives. In other words, the outlets Poynter does not want blacklisted are every bit as revealing as those Poynter does want blacklisted. There is simply no question that for over 5 years, CNN, The New York Times, The Washington Post, NPR, ABC, CBS, PBS, NBC, MSNBC, Politico, BuzzFeed, etc., have relentlessly and deliberately misled the American people on the biggest stories of the day. The Trayvon Martin hoax. The hands up, don't shoot hoax. Donald Trump can't win. The Russia collusion hoax. The Brett Kavanaugh serial rapist hoax. The Covington High School boys hoax. And yet, every outlet I listed above that are part of Poynter's blacklist either got these stories 100% correct, as Breitbart News did, or was at least skeptical of them. But we are the ones these so-called champions of free expression are openly calling to be blacklisted. not those who have relentlessly and deliberately lied to the public for more than a half decade. Which proves this is not a blacklist targeting the unreliable, but a blacklist targeting those who hold ideas the UN American Pointer finds inappropriate and unacceptable. How else to explain why Pointer wants the Media Research Center blacklisted for bias but not media matters? The Pointer Institute is nothing less than a nonprofit version of Joseph McCarthy, Father Colin, and Big Brother. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.